It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome, y'all, as they say in these parts. I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, a pediatrician with 32 years of private practice under my belt and the creator of DocSmo.com. Boy, am I having fun creating what I call PEDcasts. That's a short, informative podcast about pediatric topics. From the delivery room to the boardroom, if it concerns children, we talk about it here. Today, I'm going to tell you about an interesting experience I had in the office this week. I was meeting a new patient whose family lived in the U.S. but was originally from India. The child was about 4 years old and had recently moved to Charlotte from the West Coast. We're used to getting a lot of people moving here. Why not? Charlotte's a great place to live. Anyway, when I was taking my medical history, I found out that this child had a rare congenital metabolic disorder. What's that, you ask? Well, for those of you who aren't familiar with this type of problem, let's take a quick spin down science lane and get a quick biochemistry refresher class, shall we? I think we're all aware that our children inherit a set of genes coded in their DNA from mom and dad. What you might not understand is the fact that these genes are a unique set of instructions that direct your child's metabolic machinery inside their cells. These genes run everything about your child, like how her cells make cell membranes, when cells need to divide and grow, which enzymes to produce and to turn on, how to burn fuel, etc., etc., etc. Once a child is born and their cells have a little time for their metabolism to start functioning, their unique biochemistry, that profile, can be visible and even measured on just a few drops of blood. This metabolic signature is in fact measured and examined on each and every baby born in the United States. The idea is to pick up what are called inborn errors of metabolism before they cause disease, and alert doctors to take appropriate action. If there is an inborn error of metabolism seen in the child's biochemistry, this test is designed to alert the child's pediatrician to take action. Sometimes the fix is a special diet. Sometimes the fix is a hormone replacement that a child just can't produce themselves. And sometimes the correction is a supplement of a cofactor that can correct or compensate for the child's metabolic defect. The availability and actions taken as a result of these newborn metabolic tests is at the core of modern pediatrics. Okay, so back to my new patient. As I was taking this history, his dad informed me that he had this rare metabolic disorder, and it was very difficult for his doctors to figure out what the problem was. I said, why is that? Didn't he have a newborn screen done at birth? Where was he born, I asked. The child's dad then told me that his wife really wanted to have her baby in India, so they went back to India for the delivery. Well, didn't he have a newborn metabolic screen done there, I asked. No, they don't do newborn screens there, he said. When this child came to the U.S., his doctors here knew something was very wrong with him, but apparently took them a few months to figure out what that inborn error of metabolism was that he had. If he had just been born in the U.S., anywhere in the U.S., this wouldn't have happened. Fortunately, his story had a happy ending, but many children born in India, and I'm sure other parts of the world, their story does not have such a great ending. We have talked previously about how important it is to have babies born in hospitals where professionals can look for and react to emergencies that often happen to newborns. Now we have to add being born in a hospital in the United States may be equally important, as you could see from this story. So the next time you hear the media bashing the American healthcare system as too expensive or too whatever, just remember, there's another side to every story. Well, thanks for joining me today. As always, your comments are welcome. Join the conversation. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from you know where, Studio 1E, that's the first child's bedroom on the east side of my house, hoping by all means that your little ones have healthy genes. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.